Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I believe you call that
show.
A clam.
Oh, did I just hit a clam?
Didn't you? I don't know. I mean, what was that?
That was just me going, well, they're gone.
Right.
I was like, just like
gone.
Choking a gopher.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's supposed to sound like Flipper. Right? Didn't the gopher sound like Flipper?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Hi, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Hey, who wants $1,000?
Oh, I do.
I know. Me too. Rock. Rock. And rock hard. Rock. R-O-C-K. Rock. Text ROCK to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rate supply. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is Rock. The Rock. Yeah. Do I want to rock. I want to rock.
Who
it's
is
called
that?
I Want to Rock. Isn't it Quiet Riot?
Oh, it is? No.
Who is
that? That is Twisted Sister.
Isn't it Twisted Sister?
Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Twisted Sister. Yeah. Yeah, I want to rock. I want to rock. Rock. I want to rock. Yeah, I want to rock.
Have you guys ever heard of Skinny Taste?
No. Skinny Taste?
Skinny Taste.
No.
What's that?
That's where she got the pork recipe from.
Oh.
Something called Skinny Taste. So, I mean, I'll get it for you guys.
That's a weird name for a place for things to eat. Like,
it's a healthy, I guess it's healthy.
Always in,
oh, delicious, healthy recipes like, made with real food.
Mm-hmm.
But Skinny Taste, it sounds like something that tastes like skin.
Oh, no. God. Sheesh.
Well, when you said Skinny Taste, I'm like, Skinny Taste? That's...
You like skin anyway. What are
I
you talking about?
Chicken skin's delicious.
So yeah. Good. The first recipe on here, Vinny, is red lentil soup with spinach.
Fish skin.
Fish skin. That's you, Bryn.
Yuck. No one likes fish skin, dude.
You guys haven't tried it yet.
No.
Shouldn't speak on that.
It's gross.
You haven't tried it. Don't be close-minded.
Anyway, I just wanted to follow up on that. That's Skinny Taste.
Skinny Taste is where she got it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Am I up, or do you have to give anything
Oh, no,
away?
That was it. I just did it.
Oh, okay,
I did the
good.
12K a day.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. It's often a number you'd call if you wanted to make a song request, you know, in the late night hours.
Yeah. Yep.
I need
DJ,
to hear it. Whatever,
gotta
sure.
Hear the song I want.
But we also can accept text to that same number as well. So you guys sent a bunch of stuff, and here's some of what you had to say. 707 says, I crossed the Golden Gate Sunday, and it still looked bad.
Yeah.
It looks terrible right now.
Looks bad all the time. They've always got some part of it shaved down, ready for painting. Or maybe they're not painting it anymore, and it's just getting weathered. Take care of that thing. It's an icon.
Yeah, I agree. 408 says, Vinny says, oh, yeah, Get Out's director just filmed his new movie in Santa Cruz as well. And Yuzette says, Keanu Reeves? LOL.
Oh, did I pull a human? What did you say the first part? What was the first part you said?
It's just about the guy from Get Out.
Oh, Get Out.
Jordan Peele and Keanu Reeves sound exactly the same.
Because I remember this story that you guys did that someone had posted a picture of Keanu Reeves. They were having a wedding there in Santa Cruz at the Dream Inn or whatever.
Oh, and he crashed it.
Yeah, and he crashed it. Sorry. So my mind immediately went to Keanu.
You know what? I love that you were able to track how you went there. I have the same. Sometimes, or usually, it's just the first letter of the two first names or how I end up with.
Some random
Adele Dazeem.
Why'd you think of that name? They both start with A. That's it. That's all.
That's why.
There's no, it's not deep.
Referrals.
I started watching Dirty John, but I gave up. Couldn't stand the daughter. So fake, so annoying.
Oh, my mom texted too. She said she watched one episode. She was like, I hated it. I hated the people, and I thought the acting was bad.
Oh, I didn't really pay attention. I haven't paid attention too much to the daughters. Just the main character, Connie Britton, and the man, which I can never remember his name. He's a dirtbag, but...
Like in the movie, he's a dirtbag.
In the movie. Well, in real life, he's a dirtbag, too.
He's a dirtbag?
Dirty John. Dirty John.
Oh, well, you were talking about the actor, though. I'm like, the actor who plays Dirty John is a dirtbag?
The actor is super hot. The guy wasn't nearly as hot as the actor.
Oh.
408 says, Dirty John went to Prospect High School in Saratoga. He was a year ahead of me, and the perfect word to describe him is smarmy.
Mm.
Well, yeah, he's a thief. He's someone that stalked women and ultimately was attacking a lady when justice was served.
Right.
So smarmy doesn't even cover it.
Right. He's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
When is the next live secret show? I'm working part-time. Just had twins in September, and I'm off Fridays. Love you guys.
We'll let you know.
You twins people are crazy.
Well, you can't. They're not crazy. Well, they do go crazy from the twins. But you can't.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how
married.
People do it with one. I don't even remember how I did it. All I know is I was thanking my lucky stars I didn't have twins as I was dealing with one.
You shoved a second one in there as quick as you could, though.
Yeah, get that over with. I hate the baby thing. Although, also, I love the baby thing.
No, you don't.
I do.
You said it first, and you were right. It's
no,
hard,
it's
and
the whole
crying.
Thing with kids is I love and hate so much about it. It's awful, but also, weirdly, the best thing ever. I guess it's not weird. We keep having kids, you know, people. We make each other.
Right. Hey, party people, can I please greet my friend Chris J? Happy 37th birthday. We're longtime listeners and now live in Sacramento area. Thanks, guys. Oxygen had its 2-hour special on last night called Dirty John, The Dirty Truth.
Oh, I heard about
so
that.
Man,
that
was, this thing is everywhere.
It is. That's when I read the article, it took my head off.
Mm.
And I didn't know it was a bunch of shows. And I hadn't. The first place I heard it was the article I read.
Right.
And that's why I brought it in here to tell you guys about it. Just watch the R. Kelly docuseries. How that man is not in prison and still has victims is mind-blowing. Doesn't matter who the victim was on tape. He was with a child.
Yeah.
Every time.
He gets him young. It's gross.
Yeah, there was a couple older women that...
There were, but few, very few.
Yeah. They looked young.
Speaking of age, 707 says, 26-year-old here, definitely too old to work out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
By 26, you should be...
You're just tired. You're 26.
At peak strength.
No.
26? Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you do. Mm-mm. You do, for sure.
I don't. Are you kidding me? Horses don't make themselves.
You could have stuck with the naked gym. You just decided not to.
Yeah, super bored in there. I was like, oh my God, I have to go to the boring room again.
415 says, Vinny, do you realize that out of the top 5 wasting time list, 4 involved the smartphone? Yeah, the smartphones, I think some of us have gotten hip
Taking
to it.
Our lives.
And we've stopped using them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really are. Not as important as we've made them out to be,
mm-hmm.
or as we've been tricked to believe they are.
Well, they're fun, but they're really nothing but a distraction from actual life.
I've taken all joy off of my phone. I've only got, I use Instagram, but that's in part for work. But I mostly only use it for maps, email, mm-hmm. and text.
Mm-hmm.
And in my little lists.
Well, it's because we're not kids.
I know. Well, I was falling for it, though.
Hmm.
You know, I'm filling up my phone with all kinds of nonsense.
Well, there's fun stuff.
It doesn't need to be there, though.
Games and all the social media stuff.
I don't want to be a guy in public staring at my phone. And I certainly don't want people who listen to this show to come up and catch me staring at my phone. As they're trying to say hi to me, I'm like, hold on, let me just see the end of this. It's weak. See that guy walking across the street staring at his phone, and I just think, I don't want to be that dude. That's embarrassing.
And he's going to get hit by a car.
Right. Last year, bonding time for women became 12 weeks instead of 6. After the pregnancy disability leave, they can take 12 weeks bonding time. So they can be gone for 9 months Nah, my chick didn't get 9 months. She got six, but it's legit.
6 months is generous.
Yeah.
It's great. Lucky to get it.
831 says they filmed Bird Box in Felton. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I live right near Felton's right near my house.
Yeah.
Can look it up.
It's over the hill,
you
over
know,
17.
Actually does sound kind of familiar that we knew she was filming something there, because I remember talking about Bird Box months ago. That Sandra Bullock
Sandra
was
Bullock
in the
was
area.
In town.
Remember that? Doesn't that sound
I do
vaguely
think,
familiar?
Yes.
It says it was filmed in parts of Del Norte County. I don't know.
I don't recognize that. But there's a lot going on over there that you don't travel mm-hmm. through often. You hear about it when there's a fire, mostly. Streaming is really not right, if you ask me, but the prices of seeing them live is getting way out of hand to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Right. It's become a burden to go to a concert. You know? I mean, what was the, even, like, to see something in Vegas? Like, wasn't that, like, $600 a ticket or something?
What are you eating?
I have it's a lozenge. I'll take it out. Hold on. It's a throat thing.
Del Norte County is near Eureka.
Oh, that's way up north.
Oh.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is. That's where they filmed it.
But Felton, maybe they, they probably filmed it in more than one place.
Yeah, probably.
There's a bunch of different
I did
places.
Wonder about that those river scenes, though. Where's that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
408 says, Vinny, you need to get the new Beastie Boys book. It's so good, and it talks about just what you were saying about the tangible nature of how music was. It's a great read. Yeah, I don't even necessarily need the record cover. I mean, that was part of the experience of my youth, but I still feel like there's a good reason to put on a band's record.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean vinyl. I mean, you can play it off your phone. I'm just saying listen to it from track one to track 10.
Right. In the order they intended.
Right.
Well, it's like listening to The Wall. Like, that's a whole experience. You know, and I think you actually need to, like, my son has the wall. He just got a record player for Christmas. So I hear him playing, like, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, there's side one of the wall. There's side two. There's side three. There's side four.
Nice.
It's really neat.
Vin, don't you think the streaming services will just start their own recording division? Spotify already has some exclusives that they've done.
Yeah,
I thought
singles and stuff.
Long ago that Google and Apple, you know what I really thought? I honestly thought that Google or Apple were going to end up taking someone like our Michael Martin or someone who knows how radio works and gets it, the mm-hmm. whole thing, the artist, the music, the promotion, and they would just snatch them up, give them all the money and say, run us a record company
mm-hmm.
and we'll just be the ones who exclusively own Katy Perry or insert
whoever,
any
right.
artist. Like, why wouldn't they have done that? They have all the cash in the world.
Right.
Durr.
And they could just pay the artist.
Right.
It'd be like the old-timey movie thing where the studios just paid a weekly amount to every actor, and they starred in whatever movies they wanted them to star in.
I don't know if Spotify would do that, but I could see how Google and Apple would.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that Spotify or Pandora
have
or those others have the cash.
Uh-uh.
They're all pretty tight.
And they're even, you know, their business model is in question. Like, wasn't Pandora, they're like, how are these people making any money?
Well, Pandora,
they're not paying anybody either.
They got bought, right?
I don't know.
I think they got bought by the satellite company.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know if anyone wants to look that
up.
I'll
look it up.
Maybe Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are saving themselves for marriage and moving so fast so they can do it.
Well, they did mention Christ in one of their posts, so
did
yeah,
they?
It could be. Well, yeah, it's
yeah.
Like boldly together in faith.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So it looks like Sirius basically is trying to acquire Pandora, is almost acquired.
Oh,
them.
It hasn't happened, though.
It says to buy Pandora for $3.5 billion. And that looked like it was...
That's a big value.
This was September 24, 2018. So I'm sure it's gone down by now. Mm.
People are saying, Vinny, that they sent an article from SantaCruz.org. Looks like they were filmed. They did some reshots at... Or reshoots Henry Cowell Redwood State
yeah.
Park.
Yeah, I mountain bike there.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
Is that Felton?
Some of it is.
Okay.
Is it dangerous?
Is it dangerous?
Mountain
is
biking is definitely dangerous. Yes.
people are also saying the river scenes. A lot of those were filmed in Oregon.
Oh, really? 949 says Chris Pratt spent $400,000 on the ring.
Dang.
It's a nice ring.
Listen to this. 408 says, I heard the new trend is that the young crew is turning off the texting function on their phones. They just want to receive calls. You never know. Maybe we'll go back to albums. Is that possible?
My kids say that I text them regular way, but they said that that's not how they have some apps. There's two apps or three
WhatsApp
apps.
WhatsApp or Snap.
But it might even be Snap, right? Like that. He was like, yeah, I don't really get texts from people. Just you and Dylan. Like if my text machine goes off, I don't have to look at it because I know it's you guys.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
Oh, God.
The kids don't even use regular text.
That's funny. Yeah, WhatsApp was a big one. Kick was another big one because I think that one's sort of you make up your own name. Uh-huh. So you don't have to give someone your phone number if you want them to find you. So it's a safe way or semi-safe way of communicating with people without giving your phone number out.
See, I wouldn't know about that. I usually just give someone my phone number.
Right. Well, hence
figure I can block them.
Unusable phone over there.
Stop it. It's totally usable.
WhatsApp is great for international texting, too.
Oh, so you're saying you go
Oh, you have it?
I do. I actually talk to Scott Caputo all the time through that. Through WhatsApp.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, they're in love.
And
so.
Edson. What? We're in love?
Yeah. I mean,
he's a good friend. He's great. Super fun.
I had no
idea.
Yeah,
we talk all the time. He sends me pictures of his lover all
his
day.
His what?
His lover.
You mean his husband? Or does he have a lover on the side?
Isn't that okay?
A lover. I've always hated that word.
I know.
Can she call? Never mind.
He's got a lover. I don't know. I guess you can. I don't care what you call him.
A lot of people wrote in about PG&E, and I don't have time to get to all of them, but thank you for your text. PG&E is a disaster.
Yeah, no question.
There's no question, and we appreciate your opinions. But
also, if you own stock in them, it was worth like $50 a share in October, and now it's worth $6.
Yeah.
Lee, I'll leave you with this one from 415. You guys are a technological disaster, and I love it.
Oh, don't love it. That just encourages me to do more bad things.
It's Sarah.
It's 100% me. This is a great program. It's fine. It's just I'm an old dog, and these are totally new tricks. And here's how it works right now. Boom.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening today. I think my takeaway from today's show is the cast of Celebrity Big Brother. Woo!
Looks like a good one.
Yeah,
it does look like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird that they had a complete... what seemed like a fully confirmed cast that was fake.
Yep.
That was fake. We were like locked in on these people and none of them, well, a couple of them are real.
Two of them, but you know, I want to say it was Newsweek that was saying it was 100% Caitlyn Jenner.
They were.
And Caitlyn Jenner's not a part of it.
Right. Sean Spicer.
Yeah. Oh, that was the one they confirmed, yeah. I think.
No. Oh, they did. Newsweek did.
Yes.
Yes. And then it turned out to be the movie.
Right.
Scaramucci.
Yeah. Right. And then today we got a completely different list.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that starts this coming Monday. You guys, I think I'm going to try and watch one of the episodes of the R. Kelly thing today.
I will commit to that as well.
Okay. We'll get through one. And then, but I also kind of intrigued by the Dirty John thing.
Because
I am fully going to convalesce on the couch today.
Yeah, don't rock out today.
Oh, texters were
don't
not,
worry.
Right now, when we were talking about Dirty John, they were complaining about how cheesy and crappy the actors are on Dirty John on the Bravo one.
Oh,
although
okay.
Connie Britton's been like, she's nominated
so, right.
for this, that, and the other. But
and I love
whatever,
her
I just took it for what it was.
Yeah, my mom said the same thing. She was like, the acting sucks. Yeah, who cares? I watch it. It seems fun. You know, watching someone else's life get ruined.
It's interesting for sure. There's no doubt that a woman who's been divorced four times, mm-hmm. and then rushed into a fifth marriage. You never want to say anyone who's being victimized brings it on themselves, but it doesn't seem like this woman was careful even a little bit.
Mm-mm. Love.
Like, I mean, there's blinded. Just no concern for her own. And this guy was showing really bad signs.
Had excuses she wasn't for picking everything. Up
on. What does Vinny say? Red flags. I love red. My favorite.
Yeah, I mean, that's just. So it's an interesting, super interesting story.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get to that, but I'm definitely going to watch the R. Kelly thing. Yeah. And you guys, there are days when we're all here 100%, and there are days when one of us isn't. And thank you for lifting me up today.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I just appreciate the support.
We'll get some rest so you'll be fresh tomorrow.
I'm going to be so much better tomorrow.
Good mm-hmm. Rick wore you out.
Yeah, he sure did, Vin.
Way to go, Good Rick.
Yeah, Good Rick.
Maybe we need to change your name, Good Rick.
Just slightly, just barely better than Evil Rick.
And right. He can't come back for 5 years.
Oh, no, he's coming back soon.
What?
Oh, yeah, we got to have him back soon. We had a great weekend.
I don't know. I'm really upset from last week when you were talking about how he's your best. I'm like, he's not your best friend? Village is your best friend. And what about Homan? How could you have said that?
You're right. I shouldn't have said that because I actually think it's stupid to rank your friends.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Friends differently. Cool. But he is one of my closest friends. And,
there you go.
And it was so great to see him. And to have that kind of quality time with him, because the last couple times I've seen him, I think the last time I saw him was my 50th birthday, and you know that was that was another
Tons
crazy weekend.
There,
I didn't
yeah.
get to spend any real quality time.
Whatever,
with him.
Good Rick, get your clothes and get out.
But come back soon. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.